So sorry, I'm not have any talents to sing a song, but I would like to tell you about something for you who always feel lonely, for you who always feel like you are the one that left behind, you envy everyone's like they are easily fall in love and such, and having a really really great life about love. Some people are easy to fall in love again, but some of them are not. So that is why I would like to talk about the possibility that you might fall in love again in the future. But yeah, we'll never know what the universe trying to set destiny, probably. I mean, yeah, that's it. So basically, for you who are experiencing the never-ending heart broken, like your heart feels so empty because of the pain, because of the wound, like the scars on your heart due to the previous one, due to the previous relationship, that maybe you invested too much on your current relationship. I mean, like the last one. That is why you feel so sick about that. Talking about love. In my point of view, in my perception, love is an investment. Because, yeah, I'm 24 and I think like it should be practical, not only just theoretical things like falling in love is easy, falling in love is like, you know, having a sparkling and then, just one time, or at first you saw him and then you fall in love all of a sudden to him. No, actually, no, it's not that easy for me. So, fall in love. What is actually fall in love? Best. Oh my god. Oh my god, I'm so sorry. Okay, so go back again. Fall in love based on my opinion, based on my point of view, based on my perception. Fall in love is that some things that it happened. It happens constantly. Like, yeah, you can fall in love with anyone. Like, right? You can fall in love. I mean, fall in love is just not necessarily your love with, but like, you fall in love with someone's personality, someone's physical appearance, someone's point of view, someone's doing a good deeds, probably. Such kind of thing. Fall in love is very, very universal, but I'm going to make it more specific. Like, fall in love is that the process, like the process of falling in love. At the first sight, you might see him as attractive person. Oh, this guy is really cool. Oh, this guy is having a good scent. Oh, this guy is really, really, you know, like big boy or very caring or very great because he's a good boy or something like that. But the process of the development of love is not that easy. Fall in love, it could take probably 2 or 3 seconds to fall in love with someone, but most of them are not long lasting. I mean, like, right? Like, yeah, it is called as a crush. Like, you having a crush on someone, like, ah, she is interesting. Oh, she's handsome. Oh, she's rich or something, kind of that. If it's just long lasted for 3 months or 2 weeks, or probably just for a few days, so it's not basically love. I actually found on Pinterest like there are six type of love, but it's a kind of. Should I explain it further? Okay, well, wait for a minute. I'm going to look forward on it. Wait for a second. Okay, I'm back. So there are six type of love. It is based on my research on Pinterest, but I'm not even read some articles about that. But the first one is Eros. Eros? Eros? I don't know how to pronounce it, but it is written in Eros. A passionate physical and emotional love based on aesthetic enjoyment, stereotype of romantic love. So I think like this type of love, or like this type of falling in love, step one, the first step of falling in love is that when you have a lot of thoughts and daydreaming about love, like what is actually love supposed to be? It's supposed to be romantic, like you know, having a sweet, sweet interaction, like aesthetic love, enjoyment, aesthetic enjoyment. So like it is basically interaction of love, such as using a physical touch, probably holding hands, and then kiss your cheeks or pat your hair. Well, actually, personally, I'm gonna faint if someone pat my head. That is my weakness, actually. But I don't know, is that could be into, I mean, like, is that classified as Eros? Yeah, the first one is about Eros. I think like that is my opinion about the aesthetic enjoyment stereotype of romantic love. Like love is always good, dancing together or sing a song together like that. The second one is Ludus. Ludus? It is written in Luds. A love that is played as a game or sport, conquest, may have multiple partners at once. So it's for you, player. For you guys that has been a player, a pro player of love, like you have not only one crush, like you have not only one potential partner. I think like this love is actually could be classified for you. Like you saw this love as a game. Like I gotta play harder, or playing hard like that. In my point of view, in my perception, it's not about like sport you are working out together. No. It is a kind of game, like you know, you trying to attract someone by making him jealous, such a kind of that is a game, right? You like someone, I mean, I like someone, and then the way I should know or could be like, you know, like make sure that he is in love with me or not, is that the way like I use another man or another boy to make him jealous. It's just, yeah, it's such a kind of that. I think that's the second types of love. And have multiple partners at one, that is why it called Luds. So the third one is Torch. An affectionate love that slowly developed from friendship based on similarity. I think like this one is my favorite because I don't know. Something that it is built from a similar things, like probably your hobby or your mindset or your knowledge or your something that you have same interest with someone, it could be a great boundaries for me, but personally to like develop well balanced love, because like there is no such a kind of contradictive things like contradictive habits or such, and it is built from friendship. I mean, like, friendship is way more long-lasting rather than your partner in relationship. I mean, yeah, everyone could be like having after breakup, they still be, yeah, they still can be friends, but personally for me, no. So I think storage is, you know, like sometimes, I mean, like when you are built up, like when the boundaries is from friendship. Wait for a second. I think I need to take a sip of water, like for real. So when this builds up from the friendship, it is, you know, like because of from eras one, like from the aesthetic enjoyment and stereotype of romantic love, for some reason, like when your partner is not being romantic, you might feel so upset, but it is not like it would be less happen in the storage types of love, because like, yeah, you are friends. Sometimes the affection is because of personally care for you, and like it's not always, my god, it's not always like seen as romantic, or probably because personally I'm not that type of gonna justifying about romantic. Yeah, because romantic is like, yeah, it's good, but it's not like your life is not always being romantic, like yeah, right? Okay, so next one is, the next type of love is pragma. Love that is driven by the head, not the heart. Pragma. Pragma. I think like it is too much logical things, probably. Like you use your head, not the heart. So like, I don't know, I never think about it before, but I think like it is way more using your logic things rather than your heart. So I think like your partner must be like kind of not rude, but it is way more like less romantic. I mean, yeah, like, yeah, they could be like so cold, but actually it is not that cold. I don't know how to describe this one. I mean, like, everyone has a heart, right? But it is, it's just a different on some level of it, like, you know, like because the Eros one is really really romantic, but the contrast, the opposite one is like the pragma. I have no clue about this love, because I think like everyone should be like they have right to be treated romantically, even though that the portion, like the amount of romantic things might be different. And the fifth one is mania. MANIA. Obsessive love, experience great emotional highs and lows, very possessive and often jealous lovers. Ooh. I think like this is could be same as the ludus one, LUDUS, but this one is way more toxic, like obsessive, like too obsessed. So it is not basically love. I cannot describe this one as a love because obsession is not a love. Love is that it's more like you give to them, you give toward your lovers, and it's not basically obsessed. Obsessive is like kind of, I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, but obsessive love is just type of love like you need more, you need more, you need to receive more than what you give to them. Like, you're demanding so much. That is why obsession is happening. I think that's it. And experience great emotional highs and lows. So it is kind of draining your emotions because for some reason you feel so great because when he care for you or give his love back to you, like you feel so happy, but sometimes you demand because there is a demand about the love, so that there must be a higher expectations, like you expecting too much towards your lover, and that is bad. Because yeah, if it's not come to your expectations, you will feel so down, like feel so sad and feel so unworthy and such. So I think like this kind of love is harmful. Need to avoid this one. I mean, it's okay being obsessed, but I think like if we are consistently obsessed and possessive, it's not love. It's obsession. The last one, the sixth one is agape. AGAPE. Selfless, altruistic love, spiritual. Oh my God. Oh my God, this is spiritual. I don't know. I actually don't really understand what is selfless, altruistic love. Should I try to find it? Selfless, all altruistic love. Selfless, altruist, truistic love. Oh, what I found is that altruism love. What love is altruistic and selfless? Agape is an altruistic, selfless love. Selfless love. These partners give of themselves without expecting anything in return. Oh my God. Such a lover places that part the partner's so sorry. The partner's happiness above their own and is self-sacrificing to benefit the partner. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. What is altruism in love? Altruism in love is demonstrated by compassion for the suffering, sympathy for the suffering unfairly, acting for the well-being of other, being present in the moment of needs, and addressing social injustice. Oh my God, injustice. Oh, can altruism be selfless? Research proves that genuine and selfless altruism is rare. Indeed, by helping others, people are driven by something more than giving social support. Okay, what are three examples of altruism? I think like I'm going to look forward on it. Giving lunch money to a friend with no expectation. Oh my God. Not asking parents or caregivers. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. So this one is really, really, I don't know how to say, but spiritual. Selfless altruistic love. Yeah, I know like this type of love is like it's about you give without expecting any return. Like what I said in obsessive mania, because there's no expectation at all. Oh my god. Oh my god. It's like, yeah, it's almost same as spiritual things, like, but well, actually when we practicing spiritual things like spiritual prayer, like regular prayer, we are always pray for something, right? I see. But okay, so this type of love is like unconditional. Should I call it as unconditional love? I mean, you love him like every kind of way, and then you give everything without expecting any return. Oh my god. Wow. Like, wow, that's great. So basically, I think like back to fell in love. Fell in love, as if it just lasted for 3 months, it's not called as love, in my opinion. Love is something that it is grow, investment. So please looking for partner, for, yeah, like someone who can give you peace, like everything, friendship, romantic, financially, and also without any return, like he loves you unconditionally, like that. Wow. 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 It's about investment, because you will grow old with that person. I mean, you will enter into the marriage life, and then you're having baby, and then you are being parents together. So like, you should be like, you guys need to learn how to be a good parent, how to raise a children, and then how to develop love in your age, middle age, like 50, and then how to develop your love in your 80, like that. So love is about investment. So please, if you guys fall in love with someone, just question, keep on questioning to yourself, is this a real love or not? Is that a real love, or is just a lust, or is just an obsession, or is just a things like, yeah, you know, like it's just a something that it is lasted for 3 months or just 2 weeks. So be careful and be wise and be mindful for you guys to choose your partner. Oh my god, this podcast is almost took 23 minutes. Wow, it's a huge achievement for me. Thank you everyone for listening. I'm going to make any other podcast in the future. Thank you.